Today, I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Homam al-Baghdadi. He's a general dentist who recently completed a hospital residency program in the Greater Toronto Area. And we're going to talk about his experiences and advice about residency programs. But first, Homam, would you give me the highlights of your professional career to date and where you hope to go with your career?
Thanks, John. I think I've always wanted to do dentistry, but prior to dentistry, I started off with a bachelor in science that included an honors project. So I did a little bit of research. So my undergraduate career was 5 years. After which I had applied to dental school and did not successfully get in. So I had an interest in research in general. So I did a master's in immunology. Both of these were done in Ottawa, so through Ottawa U. And after the master's, I applied to dentistry again, did not successfully get in. Every time I would interview and get waitlisted, that sort of thing. So I ended up doing research for a couple of years at the National Research Council in Ottawa. And this was in the area of brain imaging for glioblastoma imaging, essentially, developing contrast agents. And after which I actually got into dental school, which I was very happy about. And my primary goal was to get into U of T, and U of T I did dentistry, during which I met a lot of great people and started entertaining the idea of doing a residency, which I did afterwards, and that was at Mount Sinai Hospital affiliated with U of T. And I'm currently doing a master's in community health and health practitioner teacher's education, almost done. And I have a deep interest in education research, program evaluation, curriculum development, that sort of thing. And I feel like this program, the master's I'm doing of late, is sort of my primer into that field.
Right. What attracted you to the residency program in the first place?
I would say it's a few things. I met some at U of T. I met some of the faculty or the staff at Sinai, and I was aware that they practiced at Sinai. So I got interested in hospital dentistry. You get a taste of medicine when you're studying dentistry, at least in the DDS programs, I suppose. It's a little different when you're doing a DMD. So I wanted to immerse myself in medicine, and I felt that being in a hospital would be a great avenue to do so. I was also interested in, I suppose, institutional dentistry too, and I wanted to sort of see what is out there in terms of me making an impact in the field of dentistry, and I felt that, again, that the residency would be a gateway to that. You have access to not only dental professionals and, I guess, experts in the field, but also a tremendous amount of resource in other areas, nursing, medicine, and all other health professions aspects. So that's kind of why I decided to do a residency. And I would say the mentors that I met through the years sort of impacted that decision.
Right. So what did a typical day or a typical week look like for you when you were a resident at Sinai?
Variable. It was a lot of a variety, I would say. There's no there were the I guess the some regularities, but all in all, every day brought something new, I would say, within the structure of the different rotations that we were in. You do at least a sign. I do various rotations, and I would say there were six of us, and you're kind of rotating in and out, doing general dentistry, practicing with developmentally delayed patients, also medically complex patients, and you do rotations in with family doctors in the emergency room. We did rotations in anesthesia with the anesthesia team. We had the opportunity to go up to Northern Ontario and do dental outreach, which was incredible. That's a story on its own, I would say, for everybody. We covered the emergency room. We graduated as practicing dentists, where there's that uniqueness of you're doing a residency, but you're able to. You're a licensed dentist, so you can practice outside. So you kind of run the show in the emergency room overnight, and you cover the emergency room during the day. I would say a tremendous amount of interaction with the staff, with the auxiliary staff, nurses, dental assistants, administrative personnel. It really exposes you to a fast-paced, I would say, crazy environment. In a hospital, which I don't think you would get exposure to outside of there. Yeah.
So you survived and lived to tell the tale, and you'd recommend it to others.
I do. I think it was an invaluable period of my training, and it's 1 year. It's a commitment of 1 year, but I feel the 1 year is so jam packed with opportunity and variety and novelty. That it's truly, I'm probably from the camp that maybe residency should be mandatory, or other formats of extra training beyond dental school it builds you as a professional.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you like best about it?
I think the Dr. Bob Wood, who was head of Princess Margaret Hospital and who taught me at U of T, once we were sitting in a session with graduating BDS students, and he said this. I think it stayed with me. He felt that dentistry made you fearless, and the residency itself made you fearless, and I totally agree with that. I mean, you get exposed to so many, crazy scenarios and unusual cases that you learn to think outside of the box and think on your feet. I also tremendously value the network that you develop there, whether it's within dentistry or even outside of dentistry, if you venture outside and speak to people, you really meet incredible professionals who are tremendous patient advocates and teachers, and just having that. I'm a firm believer in practicing as a part of a community, and it really instills that value of community. So that's what I like the most about it.
Would you have some bits of advice for senior dental students who might be considering a residency? How should they line themselves up and find the right residency program for them?
By talking to people like myself, I suppose, and this what you're doing right here, I think, is a great avenue for people to explore what the different programs have to offer. I suppose we don't have, as many programs as the U.S. does, but I feel that, going out there, thinking about the area too. I mean, I wanted to stay in Toronto because I had ulterior motives, so to speak, and it was important to me to in part of my selection process. Doing the research, maybe contacting the program director and saying, "Hey, is it okay if I come in shadow for the day?" Reaching out to some of the staff that work there. We certainly try our best to facilitate for students to come in and shadow for the day. So I think you have to be, that's something I learned at U of T, a bit of a self-advocate when it comes to, you know, what you want to do. We don't bite. Reach out to us and we can sort of give you an example of what a day in residency looks like and what opportunities it might open up for you in the future.
Reaching out, getting the right network, finding the right fit. Those are the key.
Yeah, and you have to be open to the. I think a lot of my teachers tried to instill this idea that, you know, as a professional, as a medical dental professional, this is just a starting point of your learning. So you have to be open to the idea I know I can go out there and start paying my hefty school debt. There is an opportunity in a sort of a secure, shielded environment surrounded by professionals where I can explore other areas of dentistry. I mean, I think we really need to be open to the idea of growing as a community. So, yeah.
Right. Well, ma'am, I'd like to thank you very much for this conversation. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed getting your insights. And you did invite people that if they wanted to get in touch with you, that they could.
I'm happy to speak to people, and they can. I'm easily searchable online, but I'm happy to provide information if that's. Yeah,
you have your own blog, don't you? Rethink Dentistry.
Correct. Yeah, I'm. This is something that I bought the domain a few years back, and I did not know what I was going to do with it, but I knew that it had something to do with education and reaching out to people, really just starting conversations like this very one. People can easily reach me on there. I do actually talk a bit about some experiences that I have in the hospital too. So there's
nice.
Some resource there for people, and happy to for that to be a start of a conversation and enlightenment for me also. Yeah.
Great stuff.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much, John.